today's practice will have a focus on thoughts. And so here is a quote from mindfulness meditation teacher Alicia Goldstein, and he says, "How we relate to our thoughts has a big impact on how our day unfolds and also how we approach triggers in our lives. By taking a few mindful moments, we can gain some space between us and our reactions and have some freedom from what triggers us. We don't have to respond the same way every time. It's a practice in breaking our habitual negative responses by first tuning in to how a thought or action makes us feel and how it generates certain storylines in our minds. We can step back for a moment and recognize, hey, that's not a tried and true fact. It's just a thought." And so now coming into our practice by, as always, taking a posture that is dignified and gracious and balanced. The feet to the floor, bottom to the chair, head erect, spine upright, but nothing stiff. Softening from the shoulders down through the arms to the hands. And let the face too be soft. And the eyes soft, soft and downwards and still. Remembering our general intentions for practice, to open with curiosity, with kindness to ourselves and our experiences, to use these intentions as a setting, a compass point to guide us whenever we kind of fall off our aim. And so now bringing the awareness into the breathing. Simply noticing breathing is breathing in your chosen spot. Noticing rise and fall in and out of the breath. Perhaps making a mental note as to the quality of each breath as a way to gather the awareness more fully into the breathing. Whenever the attention wanders, labeling that experience, thinking or hearing, and then just gently come back again to the breathing. gathering the awareness into the breathing, possibly by noticing the different qualities to the breath, or perhaps by counting the breaths. One at the inhale, two at the next inhale, counting up to five for each breath, and then back again to one. When you're done, or whenever attention wanders, just come back to one again. But mainly feel the breathing. Some experiences, thoughts, emotions are like wispy clouds, very imperceptible, and we barely notice them, and we just abide with the breathing. Others we may need to say thinking as a way to note it and gather the attention back to the breathing. And sometimes the thoughts wander off for a longer period of time, and we can actually identify the type of thinking it is or the type of emotion. And so we might make the label rather than the general thinking. We might label, oh, there's planning, worrying, daydreaming, fantasizing, or sad, anxious, fearful. And then gently return the awareness back to the breathing, letting the thoughts move through. And as you feel ready, a allowing your awareness to expand around the breath to include the body. Having a sense of breath and body as a whole. A wide, spacious awareness. Opening to the different patterns of sensation within breath and body as a whole. Connecting again with the sense of the posture and sitting here. It can be very helpful when we move from the breath to breath and body as a whole to notice the posture, to notice where it's shifted to. Often old habits of body, mind, heart slip into play, and we can notice how they feel physically, emotionally. And then we can gently re-establish that upright and dignified posture for wakefulness. Notice how that feels. And practicing with breath and body as a whole. And when experiences take us off the breath and body as a whole, thoughts, thought, emotion bundles, we can notice these and label them, recognize them, allow them to be here, and feel them briefly in the body. Not as a way to fix or change anything, but feel the thought emotion bundles through the body. Perhaps feeling too any aversion to the experiences. Aversion perhaps showing as tightness, contraction. Aversion can also show as sleepiness or restlessness, fidgetiness. And we can open our attention to that too. So feel the thought, emotion through the body. Feel any aversion through the body. And then when it's all passed, re-establishing again that sense of breath and body as a whole. And we do this again and again and again. As we sit here with breath and body as a whole and label thoughts, thought emotion packages, we can start to recognize familiar patterns of where the mind tends to go to. We can start to identify our top 10 hits, favorite places that the mind goes to. And these are wonderful moments of noticing, labeling these. It's a moment of perhaps, I see you, Mara. I see you. We might notice the inner critic, the worrier. We might notice favorite habits of mind of late. Oh, there's the money concern. There's the relationship concern. There's the work stress issue. And we can label these things, these top 10 hits that take us far from the present moment, and we can be with them through the body, recognizing them, allowing them to be here, and feeling them through a little bit of investigation in the body. And when they pass, then we can just sit here with breath and body as a whole again. Sometimes it's a body sensation that sweeps us away. And we can use our zoom lens of awareness, zoom into that area in the body, recognizing it, allowing it to be here, and investigating it with our awareness. Noticing if this particular sensation has any emotions attached to it, or any thoughts. Possibly breathing in and out of this region. Again, it's not about fixing it, but rather to abide with the experience in real time. Let it have its life, move through. And then we can widen our field of awareness back again to breath and body as a whole. Sometimes there are experiences that repeatedly draw us away from breath and body as a whole. And if that's the case for you right now, allow yourself to investigate that particular concern. So here's where we use the RAIN acronym. R is recognize, A is allow, I investigate, and N is not identify. So recognizing if there's some difficulty that has repeatedly taken you away from the present moment. Or perhaps there is some difficulty that you've been dealing with of late that you'd like to invite in now, even though it may not have been popping up during the practice. So bringing to the workbench of the mind a difficulty. And so we recognize it, we might give it a name with that recognition. Ah, here's that worry. Here's that sadness. Here's that concern. And then the A of RAIN is an allowing, an accepting that the difficulty is so. It's not saying it's all peachy keen. It's just saying it's so. It is a difficulty. And that I will not push it away in these moments. I will allow it to be here in the mind, body, heart. And then we deepen our allowing by investigating the difficulty through the body. So we may have a sense of the story and a name for it and the feelings associated with it, the emotions. And then we let go of all that story and start to investigate through the body how it's all showing up. So we can scan through the body, noticing all the different places the difficulty is showing. We can also bring attention to any wish to push away the difficulty. Feel that through the body. Feel the aversion signature. And we can encourage ourselves. It's okay to not want to have this difficulty. That's really quite sane. It's okay that I don't want it. And feel the sensations of the not wanting. And perhaps this will allow us to peel back to the actual difficulty itself. Beginning to notice if there's perhaps one area in the body that's really most strongly affected by the difficulty. Maybe it's a clenching of the jaw or neck or shoulders or somewhere in the back. Or maybe a tightness in the chest or a churning in the belly or a tightness there. Allowing ourselves to investigate by zeroing in on this one spot. Again, not to fix it or change it, but to become intimate. That's another I. Another part of the eye of RAIN. Become intimate as we investigate. So feeling now the size and shape and textures of this one area. Noticing how the sensations may be moving and changing, going from one region to another. Perhaps sensing a boundary around the area. Oh, it's all happening in this region, but it's not happening in my knees. So just noticing there are limits. Possibly breathing in and out of the difficulty. Again, not as a way to fix it, but rather to soften towards the experience. It's okay that it's here. Let me feel it. Breathing into it. And when the difficulty seems to no longer be holding sway over you, just bringing yourself back to breath and body as a whole. And even if the difficulty does seem to still be having some influence on you, know that you'll be able to do some writing about it in a few minutes. Gently kind of letting it be. Really coming back to breath and body as a whole. Refreshing the awareness, taking care of any sleepiness, perhaps opening the eyes. And at the bells, shifting the awareness from breath and body as a whole into the hearing. Resting the attention in the hearing, the ears are like microphones, picking up any and all acoustic events, noticing pitch and timbre, volume, duration, letting go of thoughts about the sounds and just hearing them as sounds. Sounds that are impersonal events. They don't belong to us. They don't define us. And they're not permanent. They move through the awareness and fade away, not leaving a trace. Bringing the attention back whenever it wanders off the sounds. Again, as always, possibly making a mental note of where the mind wandered to. Thinking or a particular type of thought. And perhaps naming a top 10 hit. And at the next ringing of the bells, let's try on letting our thoughts be the object of our mindful awareness. Using the model of hearing acoustic events, let's hear, as it were, the mental events. Words, the pictures, the memories, that move through the mind. So we can simply hear them, if that makes sense for you, or you can use some imagery, such as a sense of images across a screen, figures across a stage, leaves down a stream, or clouds across the sky. Relating to the thoughts rather than from them. We might notice familiar thoughts, top 10 hits moving through. And these ones might grab us, and we might get lost in the thought, swamped by them. And this is where that waterfall image can be very helpful. Have a sense of the thoughts cascading down in front of you like a waterfall, and you're a little behind it, not in it. You're relating to it, not from it. We might begin to notice that thoughts just simply bubble up. They bubble up out of conditions, the mood we're in. They bubble up out of experiences we've had today, experiences from our lifetimes, our parents' lifetimes, the lifetimes of the planet. A whole world of conditions give rise to our thoughts. And as we wait on them, we can start to appreciate how conditional they are. And not exactly personal. And so we can learn to be not so identified with our thoughts. We can learn to relate to them, not from them. And at the sounding of the bells, let's bring ourselves back to a sense of the breath breathing itself. Letting go of the thoughts as an object of awareness, sitting here, feeling the breathing just as it is. Coming home to the present moment through the breathing. Meditation teacher Sharon Salzberg reminds us, mindfulness allows us to watch our thoughts, see how one thought leads to the next, decide if we're heading down an unhealthy path, and if so, let go and change directions.